Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. John, the second chapter, verses 1 through 12. On the third day there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were 6 stone water jars there from the Jewish rites of purification, each holding 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some water out and take it to the master of the feast." So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This is the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Richard Hines from St. John's Lutheran Church, Chicago, Illinois.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are we going to run out? That is the question for many bridal parties and their families. Will we run out of food? Will we run out of wine and drinks? Will we run out of money? Better cut down that guest list. And then here come guests like Jesus, bringing 12 more friends. Running out is a real fear. But today there is great comfort. You will never run out of Jesus. That's the bottom line of today's reading. You will never run out of Jesus. The bride and groom had run out of wine. Were there more guests than they planned on? Did everyone just remain longer and drink more to celebrate on each day of that feast? Whatever the reason was, the wine ran out. The Virgin Mary tells us they have no wine. But Jesus has an unusual reply. "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Does he say he can't help or he won't help? No. But his help will not involve the Messiah King ideas that even the Blessed Virgin might have had. His help will be in showing his mercy, that others may see the glory of God and come to faith in their Savior. "My hour has not yet come." Jesus' hour, the time when he would purchase and win salvation, was still a few years away. But then his hour continues. His hour comes with each and every baptism, and as we hear the releasing words of holy absolution. His hour continues as we gather at his altar, feasting on the body and blood given and shed at the cross. His hour will be complete when he comes again to usher our redeemed and resurrected flesh into his eternal presence. Dear friends in Christ, what an amazing joy when his hour comes that delivers the forgiveness and life that he won once and for all on Calvary. What a tremendous gift that even as the wedding guests received wine from heaven, when the earthly supply failed them, so also we receive the blood of Jesus spilled from his wounds at the cross, shed for you. Water became wine at Christ's bidding. Now wine becomes not only wine, but also the precious blood of God the Son. But wait, you do not always want his hour to come. You can't stop the initial fulfillment at the cross, but you don't want his hour to come after you've had a late Saturday night with a few friends. You don't want his hour to come when it interferes with the park district's sports schedule or dance lessons. The hour initiated at the cross intersects with your life right now. We hear the Virgin Mary tell the servants at the wedding, "Do whatever he tells you." And now, as his hour continues to come, the Church continues to tell you, "Do whatever he tells you. Hear his word and keep it." But you can't do that on your own. You can't even do that cooperating with God. But the Holy Spirit opens your ears and your hearts to hear his word and keep it. Each week you gather and hear our dear Lord Jesus speak his word to you. Each week his word of law convicts you of your sin, telling you you deserve only punishment. And each week his word of gospel tells you that he releases you from all that sin and has saved you and is delivering that forgiveness and life to you right now. God uses those words to place Christ into you. And when the Lord spreads his table before you and forgives your sins as he places Jesus in you, when you feast on the Lamb of God at his wedding banquet, he assures you today you will never run out of Jesus. Through his holy gifts of baptism, absolution, gospel, and his holy supper, Jesus Christ is given to us again and again. At those moments, he speaks his word and tells his servants to fill you with his sacraments. So be of good cheer. There is plenty of wine. There is plenty of Jesus to go around. And you will never run out of Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Richard Hines from St. John's Lutheran Church in Chicago, Illinois, for today's meditation on God's Word.